They were in there maybe 30 seconds. It could have been shorter or longer. I wasn't counting. The clock on the dash worked. Lamont was always proud of that, but I wasn't timing them. I had my finger over the order button, ready to see if everything was going okay. Lamont came on. "We're in," he said. "Stand by." "Standing by," I said. It was like the astronauts talking. Lamont left the mic open. "Over there," he was saying to someone. "Shut up and do it." I heard the register peep and the drawer kick out. Then I heard the shots. My son has a new father. He doesn't actually call the guy Dad. Come on, he wouldn't do that to me. But I can't kid myself. This guy, Richard, bloody Richard, has replaced me in all the ways that matter. Richard is there when my son eats his breakfast. Cocoa Pops, right? See, Pat, I still remember the Cocoa Pops. Richard is there when my boy plays quietly with his Star Wars toys. Playing quietly, because Richard is more of a Harry Potter man, not so big on lightsabers, Death Stars, and Jedi Knights. And Richard is there at night, sharing a bed with the mother of my son. Let's not forget that bit. The matron stared at Tweety.
"Snoring is a disgusting habit," she said. "Only the lower classes do it. We shall have to teach him a lesson."
She didn't switch on the light, but she advanced into the room and picked up a cake of soap from the nearest basin. The bare electric bulb in the corridor illuminated the whole dormitory in a pale, creamy glow.